Our story begins in Blake's suite at the Algonquin, the morning after the dinner party. Blake is in bed having a dream about Matt.
Matt?
Well, I don't believe you. Matt,
we can't. Matt, we can't.
Oh, yes, we can. Your kids just told me all I need to know.
Oh, God, Blake, what are you doing?
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples. At Balthazar's, Marilyn and Gretchen are having breakfast.
I'm sorry I have to make this such a quick breakfast. I have to get to the courthouse early.
I know you're busy, Marilyn, but I wanted to talk to you about what happened with Charlie Dean last night.
You mentioned that on the phone. What exactly happened after I left?
Well, we all chatted for a while, and then Charlie offered to take me home in his limo.
Were you the last ones to go?
Just about. Only Matt and Blake were there when we left.
Matt? You know, I have a feeling I don't know the whole story about him.
Yeah, I wasn't sure what was up with him either.
So, tell me about Charlie.
Well, we were talking in the limo, and he wanted to have some champagne. I agreed, but not long after that, he kissed me.
Kissed you? Didn't you just meet last night?
Yeah. He was cute, sure, but after seeing Carlos last night, I wasn't in the mood to have any man be pushy with me.
What did you do?
I told him to take me home, and he did.
All I know about Charlie is what I learned in the trial. He was madly in love with Adriana Cummings. I never understood the two of them being together, but it helped my case that the murder victim was the father of the defendant's boyfriend.
So he's just coming out of a relationship?
I don't know. It seems like he isn't seeing Adriana anymore. I can ask Blake if you'd like.
No, I don't care.
Are you sure? How was the kiss?
Well, it wasn't bad. But I'm not ready to date anyone anyway. I'm going to forget I ever met Charlie Dean.
Gretchen, I'm not encouraging you to pursue Charlie or anything. But it has been a long time since you've seen anyone.
Oh, now you're with Blake, so you're a relationship expert?
Okay, do what you like. But I'd love to see you happy again.
Like I was happy with Carlos?
Carlos was a playboy. You have to forget about his philandering ways. Blake is proof that all men are not like that.
So you finally have Peter totally out of your mind. You swore off men after your divorce.
I occasionally run into him on a case, but yeah, he's pretty much wiped from my memory banks. Blake Whitney may be the most wonderful man I've ever met. You know, we spent so much time laughing. I don't know how we have time for anything else. And believe me, the anything else has got to be the best part of it.
Marilyn, I don't think I've ever heard you say such a thing. My big sister.
Well, I just hope I'm not getting too hung up on him.
It sounds like you're falling for the guy.
Falling? No one said anything about falling for anyone.
No, you didn't. You don't have to.
In Dr. Hunt's office at the Westside Hospital, Zoe and Heidi are waiting for news on the new job.
Heidi, Zoe, thanks for coming in so early. We wanted to make the announcement today about the part-time position at Westside.
Yes. One of you will stay and one of you will go.
Oh, how sensitive of you, Wanda.
This expense is killing me. I've been dying to find out so I can plan my schedule for the fall.
Good luck, Heidi.
I want you both to know that this was a very difficult decision. Dr. Ramos, Nurse Grimm, and the rest of the staff discussed this in depth. Both of you had excellent qualifications, but we can only choose one of you.
Just spit it out, Michael.
The person we have to choose is Zoe. Congratulations, Zoe.
Oh my God, I can't believe it.
Oh, Heidi, I'm so sorry.
That's okay. You really deserved it. I'm okay with it.
Oh, Dr. Hunt, I don't know how I'll ever be able to thank you.
Just thank me and this hospital by doing a good job. And when you finish your last semester, we can talk about adding you to the full-time staff.
I've always dreamed of being a nurse, and now I'm so close. Heidi, I guess your last day will be tomorrow.
Yeah, I guess it will. I just want to say that it's been nice to work here, and who knows, maybe we'll work together again someday.
That would be just great.
Good luck to you, Heidi. And Zoe, congratulations again.
Thanks. Now I'm one step closer to my real goal.
At Windsor Academy, Sarah is at her locker getting books for her first class when Lucas walks up.
Hey, what's up?
Me, at the crack of dawn. Why does school start class at 7:30? Now in Richmond, we didn't start until 8:15.
Well, I don't know. I guess they want to torture us.
Speaking of torturing someone, isn't it your locker over there? What do you want?
Oh, I came to ask you a question. Why are you so rude to me? I haven't done anything to you.
I'm just a rude person, I suppose.
Yeah, I'm starting to think that. Nothing like Chuck.
What do you even know about my life anyway? I don't have to be nice to you just because you live next door to me.
Maybe not, but why go out of your way to be rude?
You're the one that keeps talking to me, not the other way around.
Hey, well, excuse me, fine. I don't need to deal with somebody with an attitude like yours. I have my own problems. Goodbye.
Was that Lucas?
Yeah, I told him to get lost.
Okay.
Hey, Dara. I'm Chris.
Chris's father is one of the lawyers at my mom's law firm.
Hi, Chris.
I think we're in biology class together. Second period?
Maybe. Yesterday is sort of a blur for me.
Chris was telling me that there's a dance on Friday that the student council is throwing. It sounds like fun.
Clint, you know I hate stuff like that.
It will be fun.
Come on.
Okay, maybe. I'll think about it.
At Rex's apartment, Ellie has just arrived.
Okay, Ellie. I had 3 voicemails from you, and now you're here on my doorstep. What the heck is going on?
Rex, I need to talk to you about something. I got some very disturbing news last night.
What kind of news?
About my biological father.
Ellie, there's something I need to tell you as well.
No, let me get this out. I was visited by a woman, our nurse at the hospital, Nurse Grimm, last night.
I know who she is.
You do?
Yes. Go on.
She told me that her brother, William Burton, was my father.
Okay.
Did you not hear me? I just said that I may have found my father.
Ellie.
Hold on. You don't seem surprised. Did you know about this? Rex, how could you keep something like that from me?
Ellie, I just found out myself yesterday, and I wasn't even sure what to think about it. I didn't even know if it was true or not.
Did Wanda Grimm tell you too?
In a way, but it was Mom who told me.
Mom? Did she write it down?
No. Believe it or not, she actually said the word father when I mentioned William Burton's name.
My God. Then it must be true.
Ellie, how do you feel? I know you wanted to find your biological father for so long.
I don't know, Rex. I thought I would be happy or relieved or something, but he's not even alive. He died before I was even born.
Oh, Elle, I'm sorry.
And after that story that my new Aunt Wanda told me, I am more confused than ever.
What story?
She said that Mom cheated on Dad, got pregnant, which William never knew, and she just found out. And then she accused William of raping her.
Raping her? Mom was raped?
I don't know. Wanda said that he didn't do it. That Mom was just trying to cover up her infidelity.
I can't believe this. No wonder Mom wanted all this to remain under wraps.
Yeah, she accused the man of rape, and then he killed himself.
William Burton killed himself?
Wanda said he didn't want to go to trial, even though he was innocent. He was very much in despair, and they came home one day, and he had hung himself.
Join us again tomorrow for another exciting episode of Scripps and Scruples, a Radio Logo production.